This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
Hi there, I'm Neil Robson. I'm on the Train for Trades plumbing course 6129, and I'm on week one.
Hi, Neil.
Hi there, Tom.
So, Neil, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I'm actually a apprenticed printer, machine printer, and who's going to be made redundant soon.
So you've decided to retrain as a plumber. Have you always been interested in plumbing?
Ever since I was quite a young kid with my dad, we've always done all our work around the house, very rarely employ anyone. So it's sort of carried on from there. I've always been interested in building, and I've always done work. I've worked on part-time for builders occasionally, and I've always done all my own maintenance on my own house and everything. I've always been very interested in electrics and plumbing and building. And when I got the notice that I was like, going to be made redundant, then I started to look through something that I would enjoy to do, because I've been in a factory for most of my life. So when I saw the plumbing's really interesting me, and I'm very keen to learn as much as I can.
How are you finding the studying at home part of the course then?
It's quite difficult for me at the moment. I'm a person that finds it very difficult to sit down for long periods and read. Plus, I've got four young kids that keep me very busy. But I am managing to get the time in. I do find that I can pick and choose my times, and I just sort of tuck myself in a quiet corner and read away sometimes whenever I can. I haven't been able to sort of like set times, but I do as much as I can when I can.
Tell us a bit about your practical training then. How's that going?
Very good so far. Everything they've started to teach us is starting to put lots of little bits of information that I've picked up into practice, and it's all sort of gelling together. So it's sort of making sense of the coursework, you know, all the stuff we've read and everything. When they show you the practical, you sort of just remember little bits in the books that they taught you, and it just brings it all together.
You mentioned earlier that you've got some practical experience in plumbing. Mm. Can you give us a bit more detail about that? What sort of stuff have you been doing outside of your course?
Years ago, I mean, in my own house, I renovated my own house and did some extensions and bits and pieces. And I basically run cold water and hot water pipes. But obviously now everything has to be certified. It's a little bit more stricter. And obviously I want to do it for other people now. So I want to make sure that I'm doing it right.
What tips or advice would you give to someone who wants to do what you're doing and retrain as a plumber?
Well, think about it quite a long time and make sure that it's definitely the thing you want to do, because once you get into it, you really need to study it and work at it. And it's very satisfying to learn all these skills and then putting them all together. And I think the best bit is that when you do that and you go to your first customer, or you start doing some work for some people, and they turn around and say, "That's a lovely job, thank you very much." And I think that's the biggest satisfaction that you don't get so much in an industry when you're in a factory and things like that. It's like that, just say thank you very much, that's a really nice job. You know, you don't seem to get that so much nowadays.
So, Neil, if you had to sum up your whole experience and your whole course with Train for Trade Skills so far, what would you say?
I would say that, yeah, at the moment, I think I definitely took the right choice, because it's starting to come together now, and I can see an end coming, and I can see a future in it, because I'm actually enjoying the course.
That's great, Neil. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
For more information, please visit www.trainfortradeskills.com.